This episode is brought to you by BTR Nation. BTR is a female-founded brand that is on a mission to end mindless snacking with their protein bars with a purpose. Snacks get a bad reputation, high in sugar, ingredients you can't pronounce, ultra-processed. But what if you had a snack that checked all the right boxes? A snack with a purpose. Because when we snack mindfully, when we honor our bodies, our hunger, our snackiness, we transform our mindset. BTR bars and chocolate truffle cups are made with no gluten, no dairy, no soy, no added sugar, no corn or rice syrups, no GMOs, no natural flavors, no sugar alcohols, no stevia, no inflammatory ingredients, and no gums or fillers. The cleanest label in the category. They only use ingredients that you can pronounce and adaptogenic superfoods like reishi, lion's mane, and cordyceps.
They also taste delicious. I always have the peanut butter chocolate chip bliss bars in my cabinet, and Erica doesn't go a day without having the dark chocolate truffle cups. Besides the many delicious snacks to choose from, we love the story of BTR. Founder and owner Ashley Marie found inspiration in an unlikely place at an unlikely time, at the hospital cafeteria. When both of her parents were diagnosed with cancer, her life turned upside down as she became their caretaker, and her own nutrition began to suffer. Ashley was devouring protein bars when she could, as many of us do, to fit in a meal or a snack. Most of the bars she quickly discovered were filled with sugar. After her parents passed away, she founded a bar brand based on their family mantra: be bold, tenacious, and resilient.
If you want to try BTR bars and truffle cups, you can save 20% on your order with code COURAGEOUSWELLNESS. All one word at btrnation.com. You can also find this link in our show notes and Linktree on Instagram. Welcome to Courageous Wellness. My name is Erica Stein.
And I'm Allie French. And this is a podcast about individual journeys within wellness and how to navigate it all.
After Allie experienced a cancer diagnosis in her 20s,
and Erica went through a self-love journey, we created a platform to interview real people from all walks of life that have combined all types of practices. From physical wellness to emotional and spiritual, we hear courageous stories and focus on why it's important to share them.
We are both certified integrative nutrition health coaches, and together with our community are learning to live our most purposeful lives by sharing one courageous story at a time.
It takes courage to share these journeys, and by talking about them, we aim to destigmatize the process. We want you to be your own health advocate, feel educated and informed on the latest in health and wellness, and empower you to feel your absolute best.
And because we want to bring forth a wide variety of stories, the opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect our own, but we hope the diverse and varied stories will empower you to make the best choices for your own life. So join us as we and our community share our courageous wellness. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Courageous Wellness. We have a great conversation with our friend Lindsay, the founder of Owl Venice, and we love her bone broths. We love her products, and we're going to get to her formal intro in a second. We're also going to talk a little bit about some basics of gut health before we go into the episode. But before we do all of that, we're going to share our weekly updates, and we're recording this the Friday before our Wednesday episode release. And my husband and I are going to go on a little date night. We're going to go to the movies and we're going to see that rom-com, Anyone But You. It's been out for a while now, but
I wasn't aware of it until you kind of told me about it.
I love romantic comedies. Like, I feel like they don't make, you know, as like a, you know, like the how to lose a guy in 10 days, like those really like classic, great, even like When Harry Met Sally, you know, love. Just like good rom-coms. But I've heard good things about this one. People seem to really like it. It seems to be a really great classic movie theater rom-com. And I haven't been to the movies since I saw the Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert in the theaters, even though I saw it live in LA, I went with my friends to see it. And I I think that's the last time I went to the movies before the holidays. And so
it's fun to go to the movie theater.
Yeah, I love going to the movie theater. And so my husband and I are going to go on a little date tonight. And I'm looking forward to that. And it's going to rain in LA all weekend. And so I'm really looking forward to reading. Like last week I shared book and content updates, but I think I'm getting back into this weekend my romanticy fantasy world. I think it's time to start the Crescent City book, Sarah J. Maas. If anyone listening is into that, you know, if you know, you know. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to like a rainy weekend.
Yeah. It allows you to like catch up on stuff just like in the house, which is really nice, and chill a little bit. Which we don't get of a lot. We don't get a lot of in Los Angeles. So we really look forward to our rainy days here. I actually went to the movies last weekend. I've been going to the movie theater more recently. Like I saw The Holdovers in the theaters. I saw Maestro in the theaters, which I loved both of those so much. Beautiful films. And we went to see Mean Girls, the musical movie, this weekend, and watched the original because it'd been so many years. Watched the original the day before. And it's funny how different it is. As much as it's like sometimes verbatim the same, it's funny how much of a difference 20 years makes. Let me just say that. You know,
yeah,
it's yeah culturally so different now. And the girls, I mean, trust me, they're mean, but there's nothing like the cruelty of like the early aughts, late 90s, early aughts, like high school.
I feel like this episode, since Lindsay has, you know, her flagship store in Venice, we may have some more local LA listeners listening to this episode. And so I saw Mean Girls, the movie, in theaters in 2003 at the Santa Monica Promenade.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy, at the AMC over there. I remember it. That movie was such a cultural moment. And I do want to see, I've heard mixed reviews about the musical, but I love camp. So I feel like if you go into it knowing it's going to be like a campy little musical movie, you might enjoy it more, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's fun. And the original one's pretty campy, too. It's just, you know, it's just funny because the kids just seem like inherently cooler now. Everything's like, everybody's like so much more inclusive in a good way. Like it's actually like a positive representation of like what has evolved in society. Like the Burns in the Burn Book had to change because like they just weren't as threatening as the ones, you know what I mean? Like as they would have been 20 years ago.
Yeah.
However, it's interesting because you see it from like a digital age perspective too, with like iPhones and social media, and that's like a whole different beast. I mean, I love musicals. I'm such a musical nerd, but it was fun. You know what I mean? It wasn't like life changing. I'm kind of more of a purist, but you still laugh, you still enjoy it, and the cast is fun. So, anyway, I guess we should get into the gut because that's really what we're talking about today. And Lindsay kind of talks in some detail about it too, and the benefits of bone broth, but why she created OWL in the first place and her own journey as well with that.
Absolutely. I just want to mention, I do think this is a great supplemental episode to our first episode of the year on January 1st. We did an entire episode on stress, offering tangible tips on how to tap into your parasympathetic nervous system. And so again, Ali and I are both integrative nutrition health coaches. I have advanced training in gut health. Ali has advanced training in hormone health. They're both intricately linked together, our gut and our hormones. And so if you listen to that episode first, or if you listen to that episode next, we really talk all about, again, those tangible, specific tips on how to tap into your parasympathetic nervous system. And we talk about chronic stress, because we can talk about food and nutrition for days, but if we don't deal with stress, then we're going to be hard. Our gut is not going to be able to heal optimally. And if anyone does want to work with us one-on-one, we offer individual coaching. We do group coaching, corporate coaching events, all the things. You can find it on our website at courageouswellness.net. But Ali, with that, do you want to share maybe some interesting facts about the gut before we get into Lindsay's episode?
Yeah, well, Lindsay, like I said, we'll go into kind of discussing about gut permeability, things like that, where leaky gut comes from. But just to remember, like the gut brain axis, so our brain and our gut, our intestines are intricately linked. They come from the same tissue in utero that splits and creates the brain and creates the gut. And you know, it's a constant two-way communication between the gut and the brain and the brain and the gut as well. And really important kind of components of our health, actually a lot of them, like a lot of it lives in our gut, especially with sort of like the microbial diversity in our gut, such as 70% of our immune system, 95% of our serotonin's created in the intestines. So things like that, like it's not just, you know, we're not just talking about digestion, or we're not talking about gut issues from a sense of just like, oh, that person deals with IBS. You know, it's like it's not as localized. It's really a systemic conversation when we're talking about the gut and the impacts on the brain and the rest of the body. And I think there's a section that Lindsay will talk about inflammation in the body, and how the gut plays a big role in dealing with inflammation or combating chronic inflammation as well. So these are really systemic issues. So it's important to remember when we're talking about our overall health, just how much of a role the gut plays in that.
Yeah, it's a good one. And really, you know, Lindsay's going to focus on how bone broth can really support us. So, yeah, should we get into the conversation?
Let's do it.
So, today on the show, we welcome One Whole Life Owl Venice founder Lindsay Aaron back to the show. In 2010, Lindsay committed to living in a way that would minimize the risk of disease after dealing with a host of gut issues and allergies. Initially, Lindsay began experimenting with an organic, plant-based diet that limited meat and processed foods and found that she was still experiencing constant allergy symptoms, digestive issues, and acne. In an attempt to resolve these issues, Lindsay began a diet geared to treat GAPS, gut and psychology syndrome, which incorporated bone broth as a healing agent. After struggling to find pre-made broth that was void of common allergens, Lindsay began making her own bone broth with locally sourced bones and an array of herbs and veggies.
Through months of testing and development, she created a broth recipe that tasted more like a tea than a traditional stock, and this became Owl's signature flagship product. Owl currently offers chicken, turkey, beef, bison, and vegan mineral broth elixirs that are sold in stores throughout LA County and shipped nationwide. There are 4, 6, and 8 day reset cleanse programs to heal and to seal the gut, which are very nourishing. And Owl also has an organic oil-based skincare line. Today, we discuss Lindsay's journey, the evolution of Owl Venice, and talk about the benefits of bone broth. Enjoy.
Hi, guys. Before we get to today's episode, we want to share how excited we are to offer our community 20% off their first order at Sakara with code XOCOURAGEOUS. We have been big fans of the company for years, and the Sakara Life Organic Meal Delivery Program is based on a whole food, plant-rich diet that includes fresh, nutrient-dense, and delicious ingredients. It's perfect for those weeks you need a refresh or don't have time to meal prep.
They also have a clean boutique, which offers delicious food-forward bars, snacks, beauty water drops, and my personal favorite, metabolism super powder, which works to fire up your metabolism, stabilize blood sugar, eliminate bloat, and decrease puffiness. The naturally rich, low-sugar, dark chocolate flavor is perfect for smoothies or simply mixed with coffee and nut milk. I also regularly use the Sakara cookbook full of plant-rich recipes, which you can purchase on their website. Click the link in our show notes to visit sakara.com and use code XOCOURAGEOUS for 20% off your first order. We know you will love it as much as we do. Now, on to the episode. Well, welcome, Lindsay. Thanks for joining us back on the show. It's been a really long time, so we're excited to have you. And to have any newer listeners of our show get to know you if they're not familiar with you and your work. So just to get us started, can you share with us a little bit about who you are and your personal background?
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here and see you ladies again. I'm Lindsay, and I'm the founder and CEO of Owl Venice, and we are most well known for our broth elixirs and our gut reset programs. We've really grown into more of a lifestyle brand. We also have supplements, skincare, home goods. And my background is more in visual arts, marketing, design, which really allowed me to kind of get the business going in the beginning, as like a one-person show, and really how I continue to add the most value, I think, to the brand.
Thank you. And I'm so curious, what brought you to the world of bone broth? Because I feel like now people more than ever are learning about the importance or how great bone broth is for the gut, and it's so bioavailable, but you were kind of at the forefront of the broth movement. And how did you get into it, and what did you find it did for you?
At the time, like, I had been interested in really food as medicine, superfoods, like, for years, and was eating very healthy, was doing a lot of recipe experimentation and just research into different diets, superfoods, etc. And I came across bone broth just in reading blogs and through my research in Ayurveda. And at the time, I was struggling with frequent allergies, sinus infections. Like, I just had a really weakened immune system, and kind of realized that it was all rooted in the gut, and that sparked my interest in trying bone broth. And because I was following a lot of restrictive diets like low FODMAP and GAPS, anti-inflammatory diet, I wasn't eating garlic and onions at the time, so I couldn't find any broth on the market that didn't have garlic and onions, which is why I started making my own. Otherwise, I think I would have just bought it at the store and called it a day. But yeah, that's really like how it started, really through my own like healing journey.
And then what was sort of like the transition going from making like the experimental phase for yourself and personally like dealing with your own health issues or trying to eat in a way that, you know, supported your gut and with the connection of that and the immune system with the allergies you were dealing with. But what was sort of that transitional kind of moment or phase where you said, hey, like, you know, I'm making this for myself. I think I want to start making it for others. Like, was there that, was that conscious, or was it for, you know, was it originally for friends who were interested? Like, how did that transition from just something for you to something bigger and a bigger vision?
Yeah, it was really through friends. My friends noticed the physical transformation I was going through, like in incorporating bone broth into my daily routine. There was a lot more internally happening, but that like got them interested. And they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm drinking bone broth. And I had a friend of mine who had a friend who was going through all of these gut issues as well. And his colon doctor had recommended that he drink bone broth. So she was like, hey, will you make bone broth for my friend? He'll pay you for it. So I made a big batch for him. I put up a post on Facebook because I had some extra jars, and it just like within a week or two, I think I had like 100 orders and started just selling it basically out my front door.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your broth, I have to say, it's they're bone broths, but they're elixirs, right? And they're really tasty. And they're the only ones I really enjoy sipping. I will say most of the time I drink bone broth almost like it's a supplement, because I don't particularly enjoy the taste of many brands, but I know how good it is for us. And with that said, like yours are so tasty and the way you put them together. My favorites are the turkey and the bison, and we've done your gut reset many times now. And it's one of the only resets or cleanses that I personally recommend because it's so food forward. And we'll get to all of that in a second, I'm sure. But for anybody who is listening for the first time and they're still learning a bit about bone broth and gut health, can you talk a little bit about the benefits of bone broth specifically and why the gut is so important?
Yeah. One of the reasons bone broth is so good for the gut is because it mimics that mucosal lining of the gut. So it helps to really like repair the gut and that lining of the gut. And in the lining is where we have receptors that like receive information from our food. So maintaining the integrity of the gut is important so that we're able to properly digest our food and receive information from it that gives us energy and helps repair ourselves and all those wonderful things. But bone broth is a very bioavailable way to receive nutrients as well. So you don't really have to go through that digestive process to receive the nutrients from bone broth. So that's another reason it's really beneficial. It's full of branched chain amino acids, collagen, glucosamine. All of these are like very essential building blocks for healthy hair, skin, nails, joints, bones, really like basic building blocks for health, which is why every culture has its own version of bone broth, because it is so healing. And we really took like bone broth and I combined it with medicinal herbs and roots and vegetables. And in place of garlic and onion, there's ginger and turmeric. So it really is designed to be more of a sippable, ready to drink functional beverage, and tastes more like a tea than a regular broth.
Yeah, thank you. And you guys, as you mentioned earlier, it's really OWL, which for anybody who doesn't know, stands for one whole life, right? You guys have really expanded beyond the bone broth movement. And yes, of course, that's the basis of your resets that Erica was talking about. But can you talk a little bit about, like, as you were starting to develop more products or even sort of like flush out this idea of the reset, how you implemented, you mentioned Ayurvedic practices. You also have these shakes, for lack of a better way to describe them, that go along with the reset, and they're very delicious. And as Erica said, this reset is food forward too. If people want to eat on it, there's a list of approved foods. So it's very, very nourishing, not restrictive in that way. And so can you talk about like flushing the concept of this gut reset out? What are other elements you brought into it, and a little bit about these hemp milks as well?
Yeah. So the program that you're talking about, our reset program, consists of three different broths and three different shakes. And the shakes are functional hemp-based milkshakes that are designed to drink morning, noon, and night. And this is based on chronobiology, which is the theory that it's not just about what you eat, but when. And eating food when it's ready to receive information from the sun, meaning that it's going to be most bioavailable to the body. So the basic, like, very condensed, quick version of that would be, like, in the morning when the sun is rising, eating tree-ripened fruit and nuts. During the daytime, when our digestive fire is at its peak, eating things that grow above the ground, land-grazing animals. So, like, think squash, beans, berries, because they grow in bushes, and then grains, things like that, that are like harder to digest during the day, greens. And at night, when the body's preparing to rest and the sun's going down, gathering around the fire and preparing things that grow underneath the ground or in the water. So root vegetables, fish, seaweed, watercraft, things like that. And the shakes are really colorful. They're like bright, remind us of the beauty of nature. So there's the magic matcha in the morning, the golden ginger during the day that comes with squash, and the bold beet at night comes with beet. The magic matcha has like plantain, spirulina, matcha. The golden ginger has slippery elm. So they're also like full of herbs and functional Chinese herbs, Ayurvedic herbs that are really like powerful, anti-inflammatory, good for digestion. So they make like a really great pair with the broth. And then like you guys mentioned, it also allows for food. So we have a list of approved foods, and mostly those are foods that are like easy on the digestive system, easy to digest. So that the body doesn't have to work so hard during the reset to break down food, and it can use that extra energy on healing. Because our body spends like 60% of our energy just digesting our food.
You guys have been around for a little while now, and I'm sure, well, as we were talking before we started recording, your life, as many of us, many of ours, has evolved quite a bit over the last few years. And I know you became a mom. How now is like running this company, this operation that has definitely grown as well, beyond the resets. And as you said, it's even kind of expanded to become a lifestyle brand. How, as your own sort of like personal responsibilities have grown at home, how does that look for you now? What is it like, also managing this company?
Yeah, so I think it's really transformed my job that used to be 24/7 into something that's really more like a 9-to-5. With kids, you know, I want to be present and spending time with them. And so I've really had to find a lot more separation from my work life and my personal life that I don't think I had previously. So in that way, it's been really nice, but there's also, you know, added pressure and different priorities. And so it totally shifts the way that I make decisions and just go about like my day-to-day routine.
Oh, something that I also think is really unique about your brand, and we get asked about this a lot as health coaches too, is vegan alternatives to bone broths, or vegan options that can really support our gut health, because we do know how bioavailable bone broth is specifically. And so you do have a vegan mineral broth. And can you talk to us a little bit about the development of that broth and why it is effective in supporting our gut?
We want to take a quick break from this episode to tell you about today's sponsor, Odyssey Mushroom Elixir. Odyssey contains 2,750 milligrams of lion's mane and cordyceps functional mushrooms that have been shown to increase brain function, mood, memory, and boost energy.
With Odyssey Mushroom Elixir, there's no need to settle for a drink that's full of chemicals and empty calories. The flavors are delicious. There are caffeinated and uncaffeinated options, and I love to use it as a mocktail at parties, as an afternoon pick-me-up. And while I love all the flavors, my personal favorite is the Sparkling Dragon Fruit Lemonade. If you want to try Odyssey Mushroom Elixir, you can take 20% off your purchase today with code CWPODCAST, all one word, at odysseyelixir.com. And all of that information can be found in our show notes or link tree on Instagram.
The vegan broth is vegan, so there's no bones, so it doesn't contain a lot of the benefits that the bone broth has. It doesn't contain collagen, glucosamine, branched chain amino acids, but we did design that to mimic a lot of the alkalizing and immune boosting benefits that bone broth has. So that one is also full of medicinal herbs. We also use roots like ginger and turmeric in the vegan broth. We use seaweed, kombu, and we also use mushrooms like shiitake mushrooms and lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushroom. So that one has a lot of immune boosting and alkalizing properties.
Thank you. as, you know, we have a lot of parents, young parents, I would say, like, in not young parents, parents with young kids, let's put it that way, that listen to the show. And I know sometimes, you know, like all the research in the last 20 years, let's say, around the gut, but that has become much more sort of in the mainstream consciousness in the last 5 to 10 years. We often get asked questions like how to support kids from an early age. So, and their gut health as well. And so I'm curious, like, because we have the, you know, we have the knowledge about what we can do, but then we also have the realities of, feeding small beings. What, have you learned, you know, in, as like a mom too, with this sort of like real knowledge and consciousness around the immune system, around gut health? Is there any ways that you have found to practically incorporate some of those things, having small ones at home too?
Honestly, like in that sense, I'm just not the mom I thought I would be. Whatever works. I have tried giving my children bone broth and every green vegetable, and one of my children will eat them and the other one won't. And some days my kids go from like mac and cheese to pizza. And I wish I had more answers in that department. I have two very little ones, so I'm hoping that as they grow that it'll become easier. I try to always put out a vegetable with every meal or fruit with every meal. I try to like keep their plate colorful and fun, but they don't always eat everything on it. And I also don't want to like put so much pressure on them to be eating like the healthy things. So in some sense, I just like also let them make their own choices and have some food freedom and control what I can. And my kids love those CMOS gummies, and CMOS is supposed to be great for the gut. So like I considered that a win, and I let them eat those every day and they're stoked about it. So you know, I think as moms, we just do the best we can. Every kid is different, and every family situation and dynamic and time constraints and budgets and like all of that, it's all different for every person and every family, every child. So just do the best you can and don't like put too much focus on it, I guess I would say, because at the end of the day, we all grew up on Pop-Tarts and Hot Pockets, and we're going to be just fine. So yeah.
Good advice. And as we know, like stress is always more, is more of like a health, you know, determinant than anything else. So to not put too much stress on yourself, is probably ultimately like the best way to go. So yeah. In this phase of like the owl journey, is there anything you guys have like expanded to supplements, digestive bitters? You have matcha, you have beauty, and like skincare. Is there anything that's like particularly exciting to you right now as far as like the journey of the brand, or any things that you have been from a creativity standpoint really excited about?
Oh, wow. There's been like so many projects in the works. And I was just joking with one of the ladies on my team about like how we're just finishing everything in the 11th hour right now. Like everything that's been on our to-do list for the entire year, we're like, okay, finish it this week. And we just introduced a loyalty program, which is really exciting. We put a pretty big focus on retention efforts this year and really appreciating those loyal customers and like you guys who have been around for years. So being able to offer something like that to all of our OG and loyal customers is really exciting. We did a little web refresh as well that just went live today. So we're like working out all of the bugs today and up through Christmas, I'm sure. And then we also like launched a few new products this year. We have an immunity broth that's my new favorite elixir. And that has like turkey tail mushroom, lion's mane mushroom, hibiscus, orange peel, cinnamon, calendula. It's like super, super healing and lovely like taste. It reminds me of fall, just very warming and delicious. And then we also introduced a 30-day broth challenge this year that comes with like a broth ebook on the benefits of bone broth, how to drink it, some simple recipes. And just that one was particularly exciting for me because I really experienced so much of the benefits of drinking broth when I did it consistently. And that like package is enough broth to drink 8 ounces a day every day for 30 days. So that was a fun one this year. And then we have a new supplement coming out in January. So it'll probably be out by the time this episode goes live. So I feel good talking about that. And it's a sinus spell. And all of our supplements are made with wildcrafted herbs and packaged in glass. And this one is like a wasabi type of feeling, but you just spray it on your tongue and it like clears open all of your sinuses. So great for cold and flu season to have in your back pocket. And yeah, those are top of mind.
I am so excited for that sinus elixir spell. Magic potion. It's like I'm ready. Yeah, I struggle with allergies and sinus stuff, you know, and so wow, like that sounds magical and I can't wait. And yeah, I mean, I love all of your products and I think again, the more I've been able to personally focus on the gut and my gut health and ingredients and things that support my digestive health, the better I feel overall. And it's when I neglect those things. Like you said, you know, we can't be perfect all the time and we're going to live our lives. And especially if we're parents and have children, you know, as long as your kids are fed, that's what's best. Right. But, it's interesting when you notice the difference when you're doing things that are supportive to your overall health and when you're doing things that are less supportive to your health, even if they're fun or otherwise. I think the holidays, at least for me, are always a time of like the most indulgence and family and, you know, just all the things. And January comes around and it's not about doing anything crazy or drastic. It's just kind of swinging the pendulum back to where I know I feel good. And your products and your brand is always in my arsenal for that as well. And so, yeah, I just think it's really cool that you guys are continuing to create things that I'm certainly very excited to use. And I'm curious too, are there any things that you've added to your kind of wellness repertoire that have been particularly impactful to you? I know you're like the queen of broth elixirs, but is there anything else that maybe you've added recently that you'd like to recommend to our listeners that have been particularly impactful to your overall health?
I guess for me, like pre-kids, I had a pretty good morning routine dialed in that went to, you know, a previous chapter, stayed there. And so I've really gotten into a nighttime routine because my kids go to sleep at 7. So now I have a whole nighttime routine that like I didn't used to have such a nighttime routine. So now I'm like, I finish up the laundry and I make myself a cup of tea and then I take a bath and then I go and do my skincare routine. And then sometimes I'll like do a castor oil pack while I'm watching TV and, or reading a book less frequently. But yeah, that's been a really nice thing to get back into my life. Cause I feel like when I lost my morning routine, I just didn't have a morning routine or an evening routine. So having that back in my life has been really good, but I guess like the baths part of it, is a new thing for me. So
yeah. That's nice. I know Erica's a big bath taker too. And that sort of touches on, we always like wrap up our conversations with three wrap up questions. And that really sort of touches on the first one.
Yeah. Well, I got, I found out I have arthritis after having both my two kids. So it's been like,
wow,
very,
Do you do anything? I know we're leading into our first wrap-up question is always about self-care. So we're going to ask you about what your self-care non-negotiables are. But I'm curious if you do anything special to your bath. Like, do you have like a bath elixir of sorts to make it extra soothing, especially with arthritis?
Yeah, I do like the Epsom salts and baking soda to like alkalize it. And then I have these like vitamin C tablets to dechlorinate the bath.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
How and then that's a lot. I'm sorry that you're dealing with that. Although
the bone broth has, I have plenty of bone broth. Have everything I need in my.
Yeah, you have your arsenal.
Healing toolkit.
That leads us into our first sort of wrap up question, which we just touched on a little bit. But now, with the way your life currently looks, do you have any sort of non-negotiables in your daily self-care routine?
My non-negotiables are 7 p.m. bedtime.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That mama time.
That is a non-negotiable, unless we're on vacation. But yeah, which means that there is like 5:30 dinner time, 6 o'clock bath time, 6:30 like brush our teeth and read our books, and 7 p.m. bedtime. Like, that routine is happening every night in our house at those times. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question we ask is, what does being courageous mean to you?
Being courageous, I think, means just following your own inner guidance and your own inner wisdom, and not being afraid of other people's reactions or thoughts or whatever in regards to that, and you moving forward in whatever ways move you.
Thank you. And then the last question is, do you have a book recommendation for our listeners? It can be on any topic, just something that has moved you recently.
The Science of Being Well by Wallace Wattles. It was written in like the 1920s, but still applies today. And I just love it because really reminds you that health is quite simple, like eating when we're hungry, drinking when we're thirsty, sleeping when we're tired. Our body tells us what we need to do in order to take care of ourselves. And I think the wellness world, while it's like so wonderful, all of these different products and modalities and whatever that we have available to us, but we ultimately don't need anything other than ourselves and whole foods that come from the ground and sleep. Like, it's really quite simple, and we don't need any of the fancy stuff, and not to put like pressure on ourselves to be doing all of those things, and to just be doing whatever works for us and however we need and whatever we need to get through the day, feeling our best and not worrying about like the pressures of what someone else is doing or what your favorite brand is telling you you need to do. Yeah, just keep it simple.
Thank you. I think that's really good advice, because there can be a lot of noise. So just like trusting yourself and the intelligence of your body. I'll check out that book. So thank you.
It's a very, very quick read on Audible. I think it takes like an hour. So,
okay, great.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to find you, try Owl Venice, where can they do that?
We ship nationwide on owlvenice.com. And then if you're in the LA area, we have a shop on Abbot Kinney, 1613 Abbot Kinney. And we're on Instagram and Facebook at Owl Venice. Yeah.
Thanks, Lindsay.
And Twitter too. We're on, or not Twitter, Twitter, TikTok.
On TikTok. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Courageous Wellness. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode featuring a different guest each week.
subscribe, rate, and write us a nice review. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Courageous Wellness or get in touch via our website, www.courageouswellness.net, where you can also find additional info about our health coaching services, virtual group events, newsletter, and more.
Until next week, I'm Allie.
And I'm Erica, and we're Courageous Wellness.